The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, it's Dr. Will Cole. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers. This is The Art of Being Well. What's up, everyone? It's Dr. Will Cole, and welcome to The Art of Being Well. I am a leading functional medicine expert. I get to consult people around the world via webcam. I started one of the first functional medicine telehealth centers in the world over a decade ago, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I wrote Intuitive Fasting, which is my newest book, and The Inflammation Spectrum, and Ketotarian. If you want to learn more about my clinical work, the telehealth center, the books, and there's lots of free resources there as well for you. You can check it all out at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. All right, let's get to today's guest. Her name is Nicola Elliott. Nicola is the founder and creative director of Neom, an aromatherapy company specializing in 100% natural fragrances created to boost your well-being. Widely recognized as one of the first and fastest growing well-being brands in the UK, Neom now has 4 standalone stores and is a staple at major retailers, including Selfridges, Fenwick, and John Lewis. In 2020, the company made its long-awaited US debut on us.neomorganics.com. You all are going to love this conversation. And stay tuned, because at the end of the conversation with Nicola, I answer another one of your burning health questions in another Ask Me Anything. All right. This is Nicola Elliott's Art of Being Well. Nicola, thanks so much for being on the podcast.
You're very welcome.
So I am such a fan of your work. You know that. But can you take me back? I actually don't know the origin of what you're doing and how you're putting out all these amazing things into the world, but I don't know the genesis of the company, and I know everybody else will want to learn about it as well. Can you take me back? How did you get to what you're doing today? Where did it begin?
Sure. So in the UK, obviously, we are not the baby brand that we are in the US. So we've actually been around for 17 years, and in the UK, we're the biggest well-being brand. And do you know what? 17 years ago, well-being wasn't a word. It's so funny, actually. You know, when you invited me onto your podcast, like even the title of your podcast back then, yeah, it was. I mean, I find it's kind of quite hard even now sometimes to grasp hold of the concept, but back then it just really wasn't. And my background really was, well, I was a journalist, so I worked for Glamour, I worked for InStyle, I worked for Marie Claire. And I used to work between London, LA, and New York. And I absolutely loved my job. I actually did celebrity covers mainly. So hence being on the plane all the time. But despite absolutely loving my job, I think with hindsight, because I was just doing so much, I started suffering from really bad anxiety, really bad panic attacks. And honestly, I really do think it was that. I think it was just that kind of modern thing where you just shove so much stuff into your life. And I think the real thing that didn't sit well with me was that I wasn't going through a bad time. Like, usually you hear of these stories and people sort of starting with, you know, with bad anxiety or having panic attacks because a big event happened or something really bad. And it really wasn't that, which was kind of what made me question it. But it was a point that I came to in my life. And I remember my mum saying, you know, you just don't look after yourself. You burn the candle at both ends. You don't eat right. You survive on 3 canapés of an evening, you know, as you do when you're working in magazines. You don't get outside. You don't see fresh air. You work every hour God sends. You're always on a plane. It's the basics. And I thought, do you know what? That's a pretty easy thing for me to try and fix. And so I sort of set upon this journey of doing that, eating right, getting outside, seeing sunlight, making sure that I looked after myself. And as part of that, there used to be this really kind of really old fashioned, crusty health food shop on the corner of the road in London where I worked. There was no Whole Foods at this time, right? Like, it just wasn't a thing. But in there, as I'm like buying, you know, the one organic potato and the one organic banana that they have, I found some essential oils, and I remember thinking, I'm going to buy a few of those and have a play. And I just fell in love that evening with the idea of taking these oils home and being able to create something that sort of almost was like I turned my bathroom into this little luxury apothecary, and I could blend these oils and create something that really helped me with whatever mood it was that I felt at that time. And of course, suffering from this, it wasn't just anxiety. It was poor sleep. It might have been a lack of energy. It was, you know, mood lows. And so I became really interested, not just in treating me, but then in friends around me. And actually, that was how I really defined good well-being. I remember thinking, it's those 4 pillars. And actually, if you have those 4 in check, you're kind of okay. And that is, you know, stress and keeping your stress in check, sleep and getting good sleep, your energy levels and your mood. And of course, all 4 are intrinsically linked. And so the idea of Neon was kind of conceived then. I say kind of because it was no real light bulb moment. There's me blending these oils. My sister at the same time works at Friends of the Earth. She still is a real staunch greenie. She works at World Wildlife Fund now. I was very interested in using naturals. And I was interested in using naturals, not just because of what they didn't have in them, because there was loads of ingredients I wanted to avoid, but also because how well the products could work if we were using natural ingredients. So, you know, in a very basic kind of term, I can't help you sleep if I'm using a synthetic version of lavender, only if I'm using the purest possible ingredients. So the natural sort of element of the brand, because of course everything that we do is natural, was very much because of what I wanted the ingredients to be able to, how I wanted them to be able to move the dial. So it's kind of a long story, Will, but it's all these elements that got me to where to launching Neon. And it wasn't, as I say, you know, one particular thing. It's, you know, my own anxiety, it's my own well-being. It's defining that when I looked around at friends of mine, it's the natural element. And yeah, that's the short story, actually.
I love it. what was the first product that you had with Neon? What was the first thing that you brought out into the world?
So the first thing was candles, because we were desperate to launch a beauty brand. That's me and my business partner, Oliver. And, you know, if you think about launching a beauty brand and the minimum order quantities on all the products that we wanted to launch. So, you know, the bath foams, the body lotions, we just didn't have the money. And I sold my car and had raised £7,000, which is about $10,000, is that right? Maybe a bit more. And so we were like, oh, damn, like we can only like afford one product. And we stumbled across this fact when we were doing the research over 2 years. And that was that 98% of candles in the UK and the USA were made of petroleum wax and scented with synthetic fragrances. And I just thought, God, that is such a ripe, you know, product that needs overhauling. Like, who wants to be burning something in their home that's made of a byproduct of crude oil that's releasing, you know, chemicals into the air? And you know, we were hearing these stories of people who were, oh yeah, I know what you mean. Like, when I light it, there's all these blacks, this black soot on the side of the glass and on the walls. And so we sort of felt like, although all of these products needed overhauling, that one, it was like, we just couldn't find something that was only pure natural oils and scented with only essential oils. And actually, I remember that it took me months and months and months to develop that, you know, and every candle maker in the land was like, you can't do it. It can't be done. It can't be done. It can't be done. So that kind of made me think even more, this is the product that we need to overhaul because mm-hmm. it just doesn't exist.
Right. So, and today, I mean, I use your candles. I love your essential oils, but I want to go back to so many people, especially, well, year round really, but even more so when the weather gets colder, many people burn candles. They want to get cozy and they have the windows closed because it is cold outside. Mm-hmm. They don't know what they're burning. Can you educate us a little bit about the what is in the candle industry?
I can. So, you know, I've got to be really careful with what I say on this subject. And I am sort of purposely saying that because I believe where beauty products are concerned, it is crucial that people educate themselves a little bit more. It always makes my soul die a little bit that my friends who are bright, amazing women probably couldn't turn around a product in their cabinet and tell me what's on the back of the ingredient list. And like, I really fly the flag for, if you're going to put it on, a bit like the food, you know, don't just get something out of a microwave box and eat it. So you have to know what's in it. So that to one side, in the vast majority of candles are made of paraffin wax. And as I say, you know, paraffin is a crude oil derivative. So you're burning that crude oil derivative and you're breathing that in. There's so many papers on, you know, the effects of burning crude oils and the potential carcinogenic elements of that. And for years, that argument's tried to be kind of like dampened and quashed down. And there's some really, really interesting findings. And I, for one, would not be trusting the concept of burning that crude oil derivative in my home. I just wouldn't, especially when it's linked to like the very heart of well-being, right? Like if there was a symbol, if there was a product, if there was one thing that you would reach for to really kind of try and, I don't know, give you that sort of that boost or that ease or that sort of that light relief or gift where well-being is concerned, it would be a candle. So to think that the vast majority of them are made of something, you know, that is potentially toxic in that way, mm-hmm. that's for me like an absolute no. I just would never be using that.
Mm-hmm. And then they have the active ingredients, right? Like this actual scents, and like you mentioned earlier, the impact or the therapeutic benefits of something like lavender. Can you talk about a true, you know, actual essential oil versus a synthetic?
Good point. That's like the main thing. Why did I not say that? So the idea really of the candle as well. And actually it's interesting because when we first launched, we just sold in spas initially. And the idea was that people would come in feeling stressed or that they weren't able to sleep so well or energy levels, mood, you know, sort of needed a boost. And the idea was that this candle would be a treatment in a jar. And how that works is that as you light it and it fills the room with the essential oils and you breathe them in, they work as aromatherapeutic treatment. And, you know, the specifics of that took a long time to nail. Sort of elements like the size of the candle, the plait on the wick, the fact that there's three wicks, they're cotton and paper wicks. So, you know, and they've got different wicks. Every single candle's got a different wick because, you know, some oils, oranges, cinnamons, those kind of oils are much thicker oils, so need a much tighter plait versus a more floral sort of based oil, which needs a looser plait. So all of those elements of it, the amount of essential oil in each candle, absolutely crucial. So in our standard three wick, you would have, you know, those little brown bottles of essential oils that you get from a health food shop. They typically would have like 3 to 4 of those in there. So a huge amount. It's like nearly 10% of the entire weight of the candle in there. So like I say, the idea is that they would burn and you would breathe them in and that treatment benefit would work for you in a pre-blended treatment. And the pre-blended bit is also sort of really important because, you know, we've used the example of lavender a few times. Lavender actually on its own can work in very different ways. So it can actually help you sleep as much as it can energize you. So the way in which those blends work together, in fact, our best-selling candle, which is called Real Luxury, has got 24 essential oils, including lavender as well, but was blended for my own anxiety. And actually, the really complex combination of oils in there is all about kind of really calming you and your nervous system and grounding you and working sort of to help sort of bring calm if you're feeling particularly anxious. So the blends are really well thought out. And also, really unashamedly, they are beautiful. And that was a really big thing for me when I launched Niamh. I remember thinking, love the concept of aromatherapy. I studied it and adored it and loved what it could do. But actually, a lot of the time, essential oils can smell a little bit clunky, a little bit... You know, and working in the magazine, I suppose I was even more aware of that. Like, I want something that smells absolutely insane and is gorgeous, and I want to use it as a treat. I didn't want something that sure was going to boost my well-being, but felt like taking a pill or something. I wanted it to be really gorgeous. Yeah. And so all of those elements are really, really well thought of, yeah, in the brand.
And I can tell the intentionality of it all. You said it's very luxurious. It is like having a spa in your own home, or like you mentioned, making your bathroom or making your bedroom this very beautiful sanctuary, maybe, or spa. Today's program is brought to you by my friends at Athletic Greens, the health and wellness company that makes comprehensive daily nutrition really, really simple. With so many stressors in life, it's difficult to maintain effective nutritional habits and give our bodies the nutrients it needs to truly thrive. Our busy schedules, poor sleep, exercise, the environment, work stress, or simply just not eating enough of the right foods can leave us deficient in key nutritional areas. That's why I love AG1 by Athletic Greens. It is the category-leading superfood product that brings us comprehensive and convenient daily nutrition to everybody. Keeping up with the research, knowing what to do, and taking a bunch of pills and capsules is hard on the stomach and honestly hard to keep up with sometimes. To help each of us be at our best, they simplify all the noise and simplify the path to better nutrition by giving you just one thing with all the best things. I love this for myself and for my patients because it's very convenient and so nutrient dense. Just one tasty scoop of AG1 contains 75 vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced ingredients, including a multivitamin, a multimineral, a probiotic, a green superfood blend, and more in one convenient daily serving. The special blend of high quality bioavailable ingredients in a scoop of AG1 work together synergistically to fill the nutritional gaps in your diet, supporting your energy level and focus throughout the day, aiding with gut health and digestion, and supports a healthy immune system, effectively replacing multiple products or pills. To make it really easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you an immune-supporting free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. If you visit athleticgreens.com/Will Cole today. Again, simply visit athleticgreens.com/Will Cole to take control of your health and give AG1 a try. Array was created to help people feel the best so they can be their best through targeted products, which are 100% natural, filler-free, organic, and formulated by a naturopathic doctor. Array's products work in under an hour, so you can actually feel the results. The bloat capsules are versatile because they can be taken anytime, whether you've had a plant-based meal, something healthy, or something heavier like a pizza or pasta. It optimizes digestion with the use of 5 really important herbs and a fruit-based digestive enzyme, and it's completely laxative-free and non-habit-forming, really important. The bloat capsules were designed to give people food freedom and optimized health. Plus, Array's products are as efficacious as they are really chic. Just go to array.com and use code WILL at checkout for 10% off one-time purchases or 25% off your first month on subscription. Again, that's Array, ARRAE.com. Use code WILL, W-I-L-L, at checkout for 10% off your one-time purchase or 25% off your first month of subscription. You will not regret this. This is a formula that I've seen work wonders in so many people.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port, and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits. Subscribe so you don't miss any of the amazing conversations to come. New episodes of With Wit are available every Tuesday on all platforms.
Give us an example of the curation and the therapeutic benefits of different blends. Like, what are different essential oils you use? The one that I love is the Bliss one, right?
Do you like that one?
Yeah, I do. I love it. I burn it when I'm consulting patients. They're all amazing, but that one I tend to gravitate towards more. So what are we doing there? What can someone expect?
Do you know what's quite funny actually is obviously I've created all these blends myself, but the way Neon works is you should be attracted to the fragrance that you need at any one time. And it's funny you say that because even though I obviously created them, there's blends that I don't like at any one time. And everyone's like, what? Because sometimes I'll go around and they'll have a candle lit and I'll go, oh, I don't want that lit. Do you mind? And they're like, sorry. And it's like this big revelation that actually, no, I don't burn neon at home. It's not the case. The fact is, yeah, you're attracted. This is the concept of aromatherapy. You're attracted to what your body needs. You know, we use this strap line, which is your mind knows best what your body needs most. And so that complete bliss is a really funny one because quite often that's when I'm not really attracted to. I can kind of come on and off it. And by the way, that is about kind of not just where your mood lies, but, you know, it can be kind of where you are seasonally. It can be, you know, obviously where you are in your life. It can be to do with your cycle, et cetera, et cetera. But that one is a very fresh take on rose, isn't it? It's got lime and it's got black pepper in. And I was really keen to do something with rose. We also have another rose fragrance, which has got Neroli in it as well, which is lovely. But that one, the Complete Bliss one that you like, I was really keen, yeah, to create something with rose that wasn't, that kind of took the balancing power of rose, which is a very calming, grounding, also positive oil, but to give it kind of a bit more kick and modernize the fragrance and make it so it didn't have that quite granny take that rose can sometimes have. And so it's always music to my ear when someone as super cool as you says that they like that, because, you know, that I really feel then that we've modernized that and took some of these oils that kind of really work for just, you know, modern malaises and would have worked 10 years ago, 20 years ago. There's nothing aging about that, but has kind of given it that fresh, clean, modern take on, yeah, on something that we all need, which is that balancing effect that you can get from rose.
Yeah. Another thing that you have that I have diffusing, people can't see this unless they're watching a video somewhere, but I have your well-being pod diffusing right now. What was the impetus of that? I mean, we started with candles and then leaned into... Yeah. Diffusing. How did that come about?
Into the pods. So for me, as long as we can help with those four need states, the stress, the sleep, the energy, and the mood, however which way we can get those essential oils into you in a very modern way, that's kind of right for Neon. And then it's had to be done in the Neon way. So that's sort of the lens that I look through. And I do always think about, you know, like I'm a mum of two and I'm busy and I'm working and, you know, I don't always have time to, I certainly don't have time, and unfortunately, to go to, you know, spas very often. So it's sort of, what can you use to get those blends into your, yeah, into your daily life? And the pod is just brilliant because I think a bit like the candles, but a candle for me is very much something that you sort of, you know, you sit down at the end of the day, or is a bit more of a considered product that you would say, right, now it's time to light the candle. The pod works brilliantly in, you know, the family home as much as it does in the office, as much as it does, you know, to sort of waft through the open plan home. And so for me, that's like a proper win, because we're all kind of, we're all sort of benefiting from it. And I think that's a really important element of Neon. You know, it's not the product, it's not the brand that necessarily you would say for best and get out on a Friday night. I always look through the lens of like, you know, like a Tuesday morning or like a miserable, rainy English Thursday afternoon. You might not experience that so much, but
I live in Pittsburgh. You know, it's basically the Manchester of United States. Yeah.
Okay. You need a pod. So yeah, it's that kind of, yeah, it's those kind of slightly, you know, blah life moments that I look through. And yeah, like I say, not a dinner party necessarily on a Friday night where you get your best out. And so the pod is perfect for that. And it's also a brand that I think you use. I mean, typically we see in the UK, and I think the stats are very similar in the US, that 87% of household purchasing is done through the mum. But that is done for the whole family. And so I think, you know, whatever your family setup is, where Neon's concerned, I love the idea that one person buys, but then goes, we're both feeling a bit this, or you're feeling a bit like you'd kind of, I don't know, for the kids, you'd get out like the Band-Aids or something, right? That's sort of how I think of Neon. The pod, for example, the kids aren't sleeping very well. I'll go, come on, let's put the pod on tonight. I mean, I use it most nights for them, but it's got the light that turns off after an hour, and I can intensify it so it turns itself off after the right amount of time, the light and the fragrance. Or if we're all feeling a bit blue on a Tuesday night or whatever, then we put the happiness fragrance on and we all kind of benefit from it. So the pod, it works in a way exactly the same as the candles. There's nothing different. Candle, reed diffuser, pod, they all work in the same way. They're getting essential oils into you via inhalation. Simple. You're putting something in the bath, it's working via inhalation and absorption. You've got something on a body lotion, it's working via inhalation and absorption. Very simple rule when it comes to essential oils. Nothing clever about it where that's concerned. So the pod works, but I find you have to think about someone's lifestyle. And a reed diffuser, for example, is something that I might put in the bathroom because I don't want a lit candle in there all the time, and the pod's going to be probably too strong for it, maybe not the mini pod. So they all work for different elements of your lifestyle. But again, it's always about how do we, throughout the day, by a small boost or by a bigger boost, how do we kind of get those oils into our bloodstream?
Mm-hmm. Got it. So you mentioned the different points of your life or different seasons, different moods that we're in. You really are an advocate for us to go towards what we gravitate towards. What right now, what's like the latest blend that you're loving, that you're gravitating towards? And maybe if you have some different blends that people can try for themselves, if you have some tips and tricks.
Well, so I'd say there's a couple of blends. So I'm usually a really good sleeper, but I'm not sleeping particularly well at the moment. I think that always affects me when the seasons change. And it's a bit like exercise. I just sort of take my eye off the ball of sort of really looking after my own sleep health. Do you know what I mean? And then you go, oh, mm-hmm. It's a bit like, oh, I put 4 pounds on. Oh, I've not slept well for a week. So the sleep blend works particularly well for that. It properly is like a kind of knockout routine. And we've got two blends for that. I really do go between liking one more than the other at different times. So we've got Bedtime Hero, which is a more chamomile based, slightly fruity. It's got cedarwood in there. It's got some orangey notes in as well. We've got that fragrance. And then we've got a more lavender based one. And the lavender's got sweet basil. It's got jasmine in as well. And the reason why I created two is simply because everyone needs great sleep, but actually some people just don't like lavender. And I was like, we can't have, I think it was like 34% of people who don't like lavender and can't sleep. So they work just as well. I mean, we do polls on them. They're like 1% apart from one another, but they both are brilliant. And I love doing the full routine. And, you know, it's one of those things, if I say, look, I'm not coming out tonight, I'm not doing anything, but I'm going to do the bath, I'm going to use the oil, I'm going to use the pod, I'm going to use the magnesium body butter, which is like one of my absolute favorite products, because magnesium, literally kind of dollop of the magnesium laced with the fragrance on your body works amazingly well. And the pillow mist, that whole routine just is like a fail-safe, great night's sleep. So I love those two. And then coming into Christmas, we are just about to launch our Christmas fragrances. And I love, we always do two fragrances at Christmas, which I really like because one is a very traditional kind of Christmas cake baking sort of fragrance. You've just got mandarin, ginger, tonka bean, that sort of, you know, you smell it and you're like, it's the holiday season straight away. And then we've got another one called Perfect Peace, which is a much fresher, greener take on Christmas. And it's got pine and it's got eucalyptus in it. And I like that because it's sort of, it's a non-traditional take on Christmas, but both of them work in different ways. And I think over the holiday seasons, I love how you have those nights where the nicest thing to do is just sort of stay in and relax. And it's, you know, a time to sort of regroup and try and cultivate some sort of calm and, you know, glass of red wine by the sofa and the fire sort of thing. And then I like also that Christmas is obviously about kind of partying as well. So I love that the Perfect Peace gives you that sort of boost of energy. So I like that our Christmas candles, you know, aren't just about smelling nice and smelling of Christmas, but they actually have these hidden treatments in them where you can kind of really think about the vibe that you want to create in your home. And so I think they've all gone out to the stockists this week. And I just emailed one of the girls at work before I came on this call being like, can you make sure that I have three of each sent to my home as soon as I get there? Because it's always exciting for me.
I can't wait to try these.
They always leave me out.
Oh my God. I can't wait to try those for the holidays. It's great.
They're really nice.
And you have a new, I don't know if it's new, but I've tried it newly, is the body wash. When did that come out? Is that new to the States or?
The body wash is, yeah, no, I think we both got it at the same time, which is good. We launched that about 6 weeks ago and it's called Super Shower Power. It's really, it is going to give you a kick in the shower. And actually the idea was, have you interviewed Wim Hof?
Not yet. No, he's probably going to be in the show at some point, but yeah, he'll be on.
So it was kind of born of the idea that I so want to go on a Wim Hof retreat, but I'm far too much of a wimp. And so I'm not, listen, disclaimer, this is not, you know, like same as sort of sitting in an ice bath. But I thought, what is the neon version of that? That is, you know, gives you that real boost first thing in the morning. Like, how much of a boost can we actually give you in a shower gel? And it's a tingly, souped up, energizing shower gel. It's funny, like I sent it out. I love it when I send products out. You kind of get like mixed reviews. Like, you know, my mum was like, well, I wouldn't be able to use it before bed. I was like, no. That's not the point. it's like the, you know, the therapist that sent back a batch of candles about 5 years ago because they were the sleep ones and she'd been burning them in the treatment rooms and all her therapists were like having to go home. I was like, this isn't like a marketing story, for God's sake. This is like a thing that's going to really move the dial. So the shower gel is, you know, it's a proper boost. It's minty, it's zingy. It's going to give you that kind of wake up moment. And it's in a really nice, big 100% PCR bottle, which is pretty important.
It's massive, which is great as well. I mean, you get so much for it when you get the bottle. So you mentioned mint, but what are some of the other actives that create that zing for the shower gel?
It's got the eucalyptus in there as well. That's where you're really going to kind of get that zingy element. And it's also got coffee in there as well. So you're going to get the kind of the coffee bean extract in as well. So it's, it's a bit of a triple whammy.
I love it. What do your kids like? How old are they? And what do they like, certain smells? What do you diffuse for them?
Yeah. So they are 11 and 13. And my daughter is like just at that age now where she's really giving her opinion, you know, she'll literally like, no, that's no good. I'm like, I really like that. You know, it's like, does it work? Does it not work? It's like men are brilliant at this. You know, this is a big generalization, right? But you guys generally don't buy into anything as much as women. Like the does it work? Does it not work? Job done. And so my kids are really harsh critics in that way. And they all love they both love the sleep fragrances. They both have a pod at the side of their bed. Because as I said, you know, the idea of us putting something on and then that kind of thing turns itself off after an hour and the light turns itself off is part of their routine. My daughter just went on a school retreat and she took the pillow mist with her. I think we've always embedded that routine into them. And so that now is part of, yeah, she identifies that with good sleep. So that's really good. They, of course, love the bath foam. And I try to limit it, even though there's always like this argument of why can't we have more bath foam? They tip half of the thing in, you know? It's a really, really... So they love that as well.
That's great. As the holidays are among us and our schedules can get kind of crazy, especially mine, I am using Propolis every day to help support my immune system and keep my body healthy when I start to feel run down. I'm consulting patients all day long. I'm doing the podcast. I'm writing my next book. A lot of stuff. On top of having kids and having my family and lots of things to do. I take B-Immune Propolis Throat Spray as a daily ritual to support my immune system or spray it to soothe a scratchy, uncomfortable throat. It's easy to use. It's effective. And you can bring it everywhere with you. And it tastes delicious. Just 4 sprays daily. That's what I do. It supports immune health and helps keep me feeling my best all the time. These are products that actually work. They are third-party tested, which I love, for all pesticides to make sure they're super clean, super healthy. They're dedicated also to sustainable beekeeping, which is really important and helping save the bees. And they are also female-founded, which is amazing. Bee Propolis acts as the bee's medicine, and it also contains vitamin Bs, vitamin C, zinc, and over 300 beneficial compounds and minerals that are amazing for the human immune system. Propolis is the defender of the hive, and bees use it to protect their hive from any bacteria that might harm them. It's basically the hive's immune system, and it's been used medicinally for centuries. It is one of my favorite ways to support my immune system. Today, Beekeepers Naturals is offering you an exclusive offer. Just go to beekeepersnaturals.com/WillCole or enter code WillCole at checkout to get 25% off your first order. That's beekeepersnaturals.com/WillCole or enter code WillCole. Start feeling better every day today. If you're like the many Americans who struggle to get enough sleep, or you're looking for a little less anxiety in your day, or both, you'll be very excited about Dosis Health's latest additions to their product lineup, new CBD Plus gummies. The Dosis Health Sleep Gummies in Blackberry Lavender will quickly become your bedside go-to. With a powerful blend of CBD and slumber-inducing CBN, these gummies are both delicious and fast-acting to help you get the Z's you've been looking for. The Dosis Health Calm Gummies in Lemon Balm Citrus helps melt the stress away. With a precise blend of CBD and CBG, these fast-acting gummies help lower the volume and brighten your day and brighten your mood. All Dosis Health gummies are vegan, non-GMO, and made with natural flavors. Honestly, I started taking them, my wife were taking them, and we really noticed a difference, both of them, the calm gummies during the day and the sleep gummies at night, both fantastic. Find the new CBD Plus Performance Gummies and the whole Dosis Health lineup today at dosishealth.com. That's dosisthealth.com. Use promo code WillCole for 20% off your first purchase now through December 31st. Again, that's dosishealth.com. Use promo code WillCole for 20% off your first purchase. All right, Nicola, this is the podcast, as I told you, it's called The Art of Being Well. And this part of the show is your art of being well. This is Nicola's art of being well. Just your favorite things within wellness I want to hear your answers. I'm curious to see what your favorite things are. Are you up for this challenge?
I am, but like I think the hard thing is, do you want like 2 things or 100 things?
I'll boil it down. There'll be multiple questions here. People will learn, dig deep into how you do wellness. All right. Question number one, if you could only choose one food for survival, you're stuck on a desert island, talking about nutrient density and survival, what would that food be?
Brown rice. Is that a miserable answer?
No.
I mean, I'd need some like tamari or something, but I really like brown rice.
I love it. Hey, there's no right or wrong answer. It's just what you would do. Hey, brown rice with some tamari sauce or coconut aminos. Have you tried coconut aminos?
Maybe some salmon. Right. I know they're only like one thing, but I could take the rice and catch the salmon.
So there you go. All right. Question number two, completely opposite. If you had to eat only one food for the rest of your life, purely on taste, health benefits aside, purely on deliciousness, what would that food be?
Chips and mayo, fries and mayo, you say?
Yes, but yeah, love it. Any specific type of fry? Like, do you like that people have their specific?
I'll take anything. I mean, I do like a sweet potato fry that makes it slightly better.
Yeah.
But Hellman's mayo, only Hellman's mayo.
All right. Got it.
Do you get that in the States?
Yeah, we get Hellman's. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I'm from Pittsburgh, so it's it's just where Heinz is based. So I think they make a mayo, but.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Worth the trip then.
It's always the Manchester of the United States. Question number three, what are two supplements that have been the biggest game changers for you?
Well, vitamin D spray with COVID. I mean, like, yeah, that's like an absolute, I panic if I move around, don't have it with me. And magnesium, you know, as much of it as I can get in me. I mean, we have it in the body butters, but you know, if I take it in a capsule format, prefer it in a body butter format, but magnesium, definitely.
Yeah, that's a great point. I love that you brought up the body butter, because our skin's our largest organ, and magnesium is a great way to, your skin is a great way to get magnesium in it.
That's exactly.
All right, next question. What is your latest, if you're into biohacking, what's your latest non-food, non-supplement, wellness tool or biohack that you're really into?
Well, I actually make my own kombucha. And so... is that loosely a hack? I mean, it's a bit of a faff.
I love
really
it.
To do.
We haven't talked about
really
it.
It's not really a faff.
No, I do.
It's not actually that difficult to make. And I think that's something I don't think I naturally eat as well for gut health as I should do. So that for me kind of hacks that a little bit.
I used to make it for years, and my SCOBY was like massive. It's so much fun. Do you make it
with
green
tea? Keep that to yourself,
tea? Will. Yeah.
No, I don't. I really don't like green tea. I have tried.
You're doing a proper black tea. That's how it's supposed to be done. That's kombucha, traditionally black tea. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it. So, do you do second fermentation with any flavors? Like, what's your go-to kombucha style?
Do you know, just basic, really. I mean, if I went into a cafe, I'd always try and. There's a raspberry one that they do in a cafe in London that I really like, or ginger and lemon is quite nice.
Yeah.
But you know, I've got the taste for it now. I really quite like it. But you know, I've given bottles to loads of my friends, and I'm like 80% are like, "What is that? I am not into it at all." But I think it is an acquired taste. Like, you have to you get through it, and now it's nice. And actually, it's quite filling, isn't it? So it kind of works like a little snacky thing. I don't think many people would agree with me on that, but I like it.
I love it. I've drank it for the past 10 years, 11 years. At a certain point, the SCOBY is going to become so big, you can like donate it to friends who want to try it. It's like spread the love?
That's a good question. You probably know that better than me. So I actually just got a new SCOBY because I moved house. How often can you keep that going? Can you like keep it for forever? Oh, yeah. I thought there was like a... Really?
No, you can keep... You'll get older parts of it and you can pull that away.
Yeah.
But it's going to keep reproducing up on itself. So yeah, you'll see dead parts and just pull it away. But yeah, it's pretty much self-regenerating. So,
do you know what? I didn't know that.
Cool. Yeah. And for people that are what the heck are they talking about? SCOBY is a acronym that stands for symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast. It's sort of like the mother that makes the kombucha. It's very cool. It's like a science project for the kids as well.
Oh, mine! I'm always like, who wants to touch it? Who wants to put it in? And they're like,
it's this sort of gelatinous amoeba-like jellyfish sort of thing. Yeah. All right. What is one wellness myth that you would like to dispel or clarify and clear up?
Detoxing.
Okay.
I think the idea of like stopping and starting again, I think your body is the process of detoxing, I should say. You know, the body needs to be a kind of continual process. And I think we like this idea in the West sometimes that you can kind of take the 6-week plan, mm-hmm. rid yourself of everything, like you've cleaned out the cupboards and off we go again. And I think that's like just very short-termist and not very helpful. And I think you should find ways on your well-being journey and with your toolkit that you like and that work for you. I think there's enough. The rules are sometimes it's not, you want to know like the new thing. We have this appetite for newness. And actually the basic stuff, I mean, to my eyes, like brown rice. Okay. It's not like the new thing that you've never heard of before, but it's like one of the main building blocks in my cupboard of eating well. And so I think the idea that you're kind of constantly putting good into your body and you're letting your body regenerate itself and you're kind to it and you live a life of balance is really, really important, rather than thinking you can kind of, you know, just blitz things on a juice thing for 6 weeks and you'll be right. It's a way of life that you should want to do and get pleasure out of. It's not about the end of the journey. It's about the journey itself. Mm. So maybe a few things in there.
Brilliantly said. That's what I'm always telling patients, exactly that. Like, make your life a cleanse. Don't just, it's not going to be this fad crash thing. We have to integrate things that support detox pathways as a general rule, as humans would have done instinctively and intuitively throughout human history. We just are so divorced from that now it's like a thing, but the human body wouldn't be here without detox pathways. We just are so not supporting them because of our lifestyle. Yeah, agreed.
Completely.
All right. What's one wellness brand that you, like maybe that's in the UK that I'm not aware of? It could be a food, it could be a snack or a product that you've really been digging lately.
There's a brilliant supplement brand in the UK called Wild Nutrition. And there's actually another one called Bare Biology. And they're the two that I would really give a shout out to because the supplement industry in the UK is like, oh man, I mean, the charlatans and the cheap fillers that you can find are like everywhere. And it makes me really, really sad. Like that I'll speak to people, I've got this multivitamin or something. And it's like, that's just useless. And it makes me really sad that the wellness industry allows, I mean, of course it allows, how could it stop? But there's these brands that just don't have the potency to really move the dial in any way that is meaningful. And so I think it really is an element where you need to do your research and only stick to brands that really have Wild Nutrition is like, you know, proper food grade supplements and actives are amazing quality. So yeah, I'd give those guys a shout out and the Bare Biology, sorry, too, just because I think that kind of have you covered those two brands, do amazing collagens and amazing fish oils. And fish oils is one element that are not all born equal at all. You know this better than I do, right? So I'd stick to those and stay away from some of the high streets of cheaper pharmacy type places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. All right. What's one spiritual practice or mindfulness practice that has really helped you the most?
I have got this book at the side of my bed and I read it every night and I'm not home. So it's really annoying. If I knew it, it's like daily meditations and it's called the daily, I can't remember, but it's like a little book and it's got like a tiny little meditation each day. And then it sort of explains the meditation because quite often if it's Marcus Aurelius or something, it's a little bit of a head twist and sort of explains it. And the month's sort of relatively relevant, you know, dependent on sort of, you know, January's about newness and you know, December's more kind of gratitude, etc. But it's like this really nice little final thought of the day where it allows you to, it is quite meditative, but it allows you to really think and put things into perspective. And I'm always a sucker for those little kind of daily teachings. So I love that. I've got a million of the, and I've got a million of tips on this one, but that I think is something that I would, I really love to have that book and I buy it as gifts for everyone.
Well, if you tell me afterwards and I'll put it in the outro and I'll put it in the show notes.
Do you know what? If you want to wait 1 second, I actually think I've got one in my friend's bathroom. Just
sure.
1 second.
Yeah.
That I gave her one. Just 1 second.
Sure.
Okay, so this one is called The Daily Stoic.
Oh, yes. Ryan Holiday. I know
him.
Have
you got that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He has a new book coming out. Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah. The Daily Stoic, Ryan Holiday. We'll have him on the show at some point. But yeah, it's an awesome.
There you go.
Love it. So it's all about the Stoicism of ancient Greece and Rome, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it's quite palatable, right? So
yeah, definitely. It's user friendly. Perfect. Yeah, we actually do that. We rotate the books in the morning, but in the morning when we do our case review for patients in the morning, we'll start the day with a meditation and prayer. And we use that book sometimes too. It's just funny.
We're so aligned.
We are. All right. Next question. If you could only use one skincare product, what would that product be? Yeah.
Am I allowed to say a Neon products or not?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. So I would use the Neon Perfect Night Sleep face oil. It's like amazing on all types of skin. First of all, I would always use face oil. So like, you know, if I wasn't allowed to use Neon, I'd just maybe use like an organic rosehip seed oil or something. But the Neon oil has got that in it as well. And it's also, you know, packed full of omegas, vitamins A, B, C, E, F. And it really helps regenerate your skin. Also, it's got a little bit of essential oil in. I really disagree with the concept that you don't use essential oil in your skin. I think you've got to use the right type of essential oil in the right amount. That's when it can be wrong if you use the wrong amount, the wrong oil, the wrong dilution. But if you've got it right, it can be really, really amazing on your skin. And so I would always use an oil. And I think the nice thing with using an oil, not only can it like penetrate way deeper into the skin, and so for me, always makes it look the best. But also if you need to use something on top, which, you know, during the day, I would always use an SPF or something, then you can use it underneath. So, always use an oil. And actually, I would use that. If I was only allowed one thing, I would use that all over my body.
Love it. What are the different ingredients in there, in the face oil?
Oh, so we've got rosehip, we've got carrot, we've got calendula, we've got jojoba. It's absolutely packed full of vitamins, minerals. It's got a tiny bit of lavender oil in there. It's got a tiny bit of, did I say rosehip?
Yeah.
It's like my favorite ingredient. Yeah. So it's, but it's like they're the best. I mean, I think with face oils as well, it's a bit like our vitamin conversation. It's all about the quality. So they're just not all born equal. And so, you know, there's a lot of cheap face oils, I think, on the market now as well. Actually, we'd use a cheap face oil to like take makeup off or something, like a cheap grapeseed oil. I think it's totally fine for that. But for you know, skin regeneration, you need a really decent oil that's got the best or cold pressed oil that's the best vitamins in there, really kind of work essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And vitamin A in an oil, for me, like I've never used what's called retinol.
Like retinol, yeah.
So, I've never used retinol. I'm not anti any of these things. I think you do you, I do me. Like, I just think different skin types, whatever. But vitamin A, you know, really as a to mop up free radicals and to work, if you're trying to get to the same place, if you're trying to do the same things that you want from a retinol, I think vitamin A can be, you know, as effective. So I think you want something that's really potent in a high grade vitamin A.
Love it. Yeah, I think of face oils kind of like multivitamins for your face, right? It's like these therapeutic nutrients to put in.
I think you can always tell someone's face that uses a good face oil. I think like I can spot it. You use a good face oil, I can see.
All right. What is a book that you've read in the past year that really has inspired you? We talked about the Daily Stoic. It's a mindfulness practice. Any other books that maybe it could be fiction, it could be nonfiction, whatever.
I'm like the biggest bookworm ever. So this is like the hardest and best question. This is like a whole spin-off conversation. So I'm just going to tell you the last book that I read because I actually really like it. It's called Sorrow and Bliss. It's nothing to do with wellness, but I think your life is a bit better and a bit happier when you've got a good book in it, don't you? Like it's an integral part for me of like feeling good. So I love this book called Sorrow and Bliss. It's funny. There's not enough funny writers. She's really, really good, cool, modern, irreverent voice. She's a British writer. I can't remember her name, but it's a brilliant book and I love that. But so many books that I love.
Great. Well, we'll put the links in the show notes again for people afterwards. All right. Last question. What is your favorite restaurant in the world and what do you order when you go there?
Favorite restaurant in the world. Oh my God.
Maybe you don't eat out. Maybe this is like, you could say that too. If you don't eat out.
Well, no, I'm just really, so there's so many. Do you know what? Really good sushi is hard to beat, but there's a really funny little restaurant near me and I don't even know the name of it. It's like basically a cupboard that does really, really great sushi. In London, there's an amazing, Zuma is a really good sushi restaurant. Oh, do you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say Jay Shiki. I haven't been there for years actually, but I love Jay Shiki. It's a fish restaurant in London. It's very British and it's just like a really kind of cozy, quite romantic restaurant, I'd say. Yeah, I love all types of fish and fish done well. It's always done well at Jay Shiki. Probably like some sea bass.
Love it.
Or maybe fish and chips.
Keep it classic England.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Nicola, thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
At the end of every episode, I'll be answering a question from one of you guys. Nothing is off limits. Ask me anything. And you can send your questions over to me on Instagram or Facebook. As a functional medicine practitioner, it's been fun seeing the questions that have already come in on different food philosophies, wellness trends, and ways to approach overall mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. Thanks for those. And I'm looking forward to seeing what else is on your mind. Now it's time for another Ask Me Anything. Today's question is from Jamie. Jamie asks, what is your favorite essential oil scent or blend? I actually pulled this question from social media. Thank you all for the messages. Sorry, I can't respond to everybody. But if you have any questions, submit them and I'll get to as many as I can on every episode of The Art of Being Well. But I pulled this one because we talked so much about essential oils and scent and natural fragrances on today's episode. So great question, Jamie. What I would say is I'm a big fan of pine, different pine scents. Obviously, in the episode you heard, I love all of Neom's blends for different things. So I definitely like to mix it up depending on my mood. But if I talk about like the core one that I keep going back to, I love different pine scents. So if you're talking about a specific smell, not necessarily a blend, but things like pine and fir and cedarwood, balsam, all of those we have diffusing many times, many days out of the week, I should say. That's what we are diffusing at the Functional Medicine Telehealth Center. And I love all of Neom scents, like I mentioned. I also love patchouli very much. I love frankincense. I love Palo Santo essential oils. It's a lot of earthy, woodsy. That's typically my go-to more than anything else. Thanks again for listening to The Art of Being Well. If you have a chance, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you like what you're hearing, hit follow and pass it along to a friend. To see more, head to drwillcole.com/podcast. I'll be back again next Thursday, and I hope you will too. Talk soon.